The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
And welcome to another edition of What's On Your Mind with Todd Mitchell. I'm Scott Hinnon. Can't wait to talk to you. Simple as a phone call. 800-228-0550. That's right. One more time. Hope it's on your speed dial. You know you're really onerous when it's in your speed dial. Simple as that. 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. If you don't like that toll-free stuff, you can call us 24/7 on the What's On Your Mind hotline. That's 855-200-1776. I have a very special request today of this audience. I would like to put anybody that considers themselves a Democrat in North Dakota to the front of the line. And I would like to have a conversation with you about what you would like to see in the way of change from your elected leaders, how they can make the case. Because, quite honestly, I'm hopeful that we can elevate the debate. Sometimes during the elections, things get a little, a little heated, a little back and forth going on. And my wife every once in a while will text me if I'm, sparring a little bit with a caller, and she'll say, "Now, be nice." And I'll say, "Well, wasn't I nice?" "Well, just shush for a while." And, my wife's my best critic and my toughest critic. And I always listen to that. And sometimes during elections, you tend to talk a little louder and, get a little more heated. And it's just part of the silly season. Well, we're beyond that now. And I really hope we can elevate the debate a little bit. And I really want this show to do that. I don't want this show to be, the typical sort of this side's good and that side's bad and all of that stuff. But I'm going to say something that might surprise a few people. The level of the lack of success in the Democratic Party in North Dakota is not a good thing for North Dakota. Now, I know instantly some people who are Republicans or conservatives are going to say, "What are you saying? You're saying we need more Democrats in North Dakota? We need more of their ideas?" No. I think, obviously, the voters have rejected the ideas and the platforms the Democrat Party have put forward in North Dakota. That's very obvious, okay? And that isn't to rub salt in anybody's wound. That's just to say, just factually take a look at the landscape, okay? And it's not Barack Obama's fault. That's the latest excuse-making. Barack Obama was a non-factor in the North Dakota race. There was nobody up in the Senate race. I don't recall it hardly coming up at all in the congressional race with Kevin Cramer. It certainly did in Ryan Taylor's race, other than the fact that he said he voted for him. But, it was a non-factor. And I know that's the story nationally, that, it's Barack Obama's fault. That's why the Democrats are in this trouble. Even if that is believable, it certainly isn't what happened in North Dakota. It isn't. Okay? I believe the governance of this state will be better if there is a vibrant Democratic Party. And they need a reboot. That's my belief. But I'm saying this as someone that's never been a Democrat and is as far, ideologically away from the Democratic Party and the North Dakota, Democratic viewpoint as you could possibly be. But that's why I'm asking for Democrats. Folks that call themselves the Democrats that don't align with the Republican Party, what do you want from your party? Because maybe they'll listen to you and get in the game, and that would be a better thing for North Dakota to have a robust debate. Because I found this in life. When I feel like, I want this really, really bad, I had a great boss, and a lot of people thought he was a cranky, cranky guy and everything else. I actually liked the guy, one, because he had integrity. He never lied. He never, he just told you straight up. But if I had an idea I thought was the best idea ever, he would put me through my paces. And, 2 out of 10 ideas would survive. And you know what? They were darn good ideas. And they worked. Now, I got frustrated to the point where I couldn't operate that way because I wanted 4 out of 10 to survive, right? 5, I wanted to be 50-50. And so that's why I decided to be an entrepreneur, which wasn't exactly the wisest decision I've ever made, but it has helped in other ways. So I don't spend a lot of time looking back. I think the Republican Party needs the same thing. It needs a vibrant Democratic Party to present other ideas because it's tired right now and it's not good for North Dakota. But unfortunately, you know, the Democratic Party leadership is delusional. They really are. I believe they're delusional. They need a reboot. I mean, and obviously they have to put some spin on it and they can't come out and say it's bad. But, you know, they just need new, fresh leadership. And I believe the grassroots, those of you in this audience that identify with the Democratic Party, are the best ones that can bring it by calling on your leaders. So tell me what you want from your party. I'd be interested. Kara in Minot wants to go first, listening on 910 KCJB here today on What's on Your Mind. Hi, Kara. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. One thing I would like to see put in place, and I'm sure it's both parties, I would like to see them put a do not call list in place for during the election. The 1 week, the last 3 weeks prior to the election, I got just hounded by these calls. Who are you voting for? Who are you voting for? Who are you voting for? People have a right to go into the polls and close the curtain. You have a right, if you sit at the table, to put your vote in a privacy sleeve. And the 1 week out of the three that I was pestered, I had 14 calls in 1 week wanting to know who I'm voting for. And I would like to see the do not call list put in place. And they can start now and get it in place for 4 years so we're not pestered every day of the week up to 14 times in a week when I can only vote once.
Okay, and you told Sven Snerdly that you're a Democrat.
I did.
So what would you, beyond a do-not-call list, you know, what would you like to see from your Democratic Party? Why do you think the Democrats fared so poorly on Election Day in North Dakota?
Well, we've fared poorly because of the poor leadership of Barack Obama. Everybody was, I mean, we didn't vote necessarily for the candidate that of our party. We voted even against our party because of his annoyance and his poor leadership. This is the first time I have ever checked a Republican Party on the ballot. And it was because of that. It was because of everything. And you just get, you know, you just get kind of tired of it. And so you say, well, even though it's not who I am, the Republicans couldn't do any worse than the Democrats.
So it was you saying, you know, Obama is the leader of the party and everybody else is a Democrat is following his lead. So I'm going a different direction.
Yeah. I think you know that we've had enough of him. We've had enough of the promises. We've had enough of the Obamacare. We've had enough, top to bottom.
Yeah. See, there's a good example on Obamacare. I'd love to you know survey every Democrat in North Dakota and say, do you want Obamacare repealed? Because I think a lot of people want a fresh start on Obamacare, and that's something that I'm just amazed that Democrats just don't come out and say. That, hey, we got it wrong. Let's just start over and let's get it right and let's do it in concert. That's the kind of things I think, you know, I don't know why Democrats just feel like they got to defend Obamacare, right? And by the way, I believe Republicans need to do a better job of not just being against Obamacare, but saying, here's a better plan. Here's a better idea. Here's how we fix it.
Regardless of your party, you need to take a stand as to who you are and what you believe. And if it's wrong from the top down, take a stand and say it's wrong from the top down, and that's what I did. And it was the hardest thing I had to do to vote for some of the Republican Party, or some of the Republican candidates. But I wouldn't give another man of the same party the opportunity to screw up our state like he screwed up our nation.
Interesting. All right, Kara. Well, Kara's basically saying, you know, Obama is part of the reason. Again, Obama wasn't a part of the debate here. So I think you know, if there's a different president tomorrow, I think the Democratic Party still has the same problem they have in North Dakota, right? Because, you know, they put up their A-team and their A-team lost. I think if there's a different president at the top of the ticket, how does that change? I really don't understand that. Tom in Jamestown, what's your take?
Well, thanks for taking my call. I guess my take is the people of North Dakota spoke as far as the type of leadership that they wanted. Everything from an economic point of view is going very, very well, and it looks like in the future it's going to possibly get even better. So, you know, why change in midstream when you have that type of situation? But the reason to me why the Democrats don't gain any traction or gain any ground, irregardless of what the vote was on measure number one, is because on the issues that really, really, really count, like the social issues, which the media always tries to downplay, but those are the ones that really, really count as to what direction the country's going. The Democrats are of one voice. And in North Dakota, even though they were able to defeat Measure 1 by just there's a series of events that took place that led to the defeat of Measure 1, and hopefully that's just a lost battle in the overall war. But the Democratic Party, as far as pro-life and pro-family issues, there's no diversity there at all. I mean, they might have their differences of opinion in other areas, but they are rock solid, and anyone who wants to promote the Democratic agenda does not follow that particular line of thought is just plain not going to make it and is not going to be nominated for public office usually. And most,
although there are a fair amount of legislators on those issues on the Democratic side, because that the pro-life issue in North Dakota is bipartisan. Interesting take, though, Tom. Thank you. More coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Custom Bakken Chemistry, the latest sprayer technology, the best undercarriage wash in North Dakota, and two inside bays. You'll find it all 24/7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash. What do truckers say about you, Megan? Why do they love the North Dakota Truck Wash so much?
We definitely are conveniently located behind Senex and Stanley, and we can guarantee short wait times, and we just have the chemistry down so then we can clean the truck efficiently.
South of the Pinnacle, Senex on the truck bypass, Stanley. Call them at 701-628-1550.
The great thing about snowboarding is the adventure. All day long, you're finding different ways of doing different things, and it's never the same. Snowboarding has been really fun and really rewarding for me, and I want it to be fun and rewarding for my customers as well. I'm Lindsay McKinstry, and I'm one of the snowboard experts at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and Rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Back on What's on Your Mind. By the way, bottom of this hour, Yana Murdahl will be there. The caller before the break from Jamestown mentioned measure number one. Yana Murdahl led an effort for a group called North Dakota Choose Life on measure number one, and a lot of analysis on what happened there. So we'll find out from the person that was leading the effort in favor of that measure and what she thinks happened coming up. Also, next hour, we're going to talk with a number cruncher at the American Petroleum Institute, one of the senior analysts there, to say, okay, what's possible now with the Republican change in the U.S. Senate on energy policy, and what might that mean for North Dakota? EPA, Keystone Pipeline. Senator Hovind told us Keystone Pipeline's first and foremost, get it going. So we'll talk about that coming up here. In the meantime, really encourage this conversation about what Democrats in North Dakota want from the Democratic Party leadership in North Dakota, and whether or not you agree with the idea that it was Barack Obama's fault. And by the way, we have some other examples emerging of whose fault it was. And there's some doozies out here. We'll share a few in a little bit here, but I want to get back to the phones. Jason and Dickinson listening on KTGO at 1090. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to sort of discuss two of the things that you've been talking about. One of them being, is it or isn't it Barack Obama's fault? The other being the idea that North Dakota needs more Democrats in order to have a robust body politic. And I think that's where you were going with that. And
I was saying a healthy Democratic Party. I mean, the Democratic Party is non-existent in North Dakota right now, right? I mean, and this election was a drubbing. They're trying to spin it and blame it on Barack Obama. I think that's the worst thing they can do. I think they need to navel gaze a little bit and say, you know what? Our message of wanting to turn back the clock. I mean, Ryan Taylor likes to talk more about Art Link, for crying out loud, you know, and George Sinner was talking more about the Bud Sinner years. I mean, look forward. Say, hey, things are good in North Dakota. We get that. But here's how we do it a little differently. So you actually have an engaged opponent, and then I think the ideas are better. That's what I was trying to say.
Well, sure, I can understand that. The problem is, and here's the danger, it would be kind of like saying, my body needs to be stronger, so I think I'm going to deliberately put more germs in it so that my body has something to fight with and it can build up and be stronger. You know, you can make your body stronger without running a chance of getting sick.
Oh.
Democrat ideas.
You realize you realize that by calling Democrats germs, we're not exactly elevating the debate here. Jason,
I didn't call Democrats germs. Democrats are not germs. It's like Ronald Reagan said, they know so much that isn't so. The Democrat ideas are a sickness on the body politic because they're virtually 100% anti-freedom, anti-individualism,
okay, how about this then?
Growth.
I hear you, Jason. I mean, again, I don't identify with them. I don't like, but they are so ineffective right now as to, in my view, not challenge the Republican Party enough so that ultimately there's, there's some good governance there. So maybe what I think I hear you saying is maybe they need to reevaluate their ideas and realize that, look, the Democratic Party mantra, the old Art Link, George Sinner, Byron Dorgan, hard left just doesn't sell anymore in North Dakota. We need a total reboot, and we better be conservative Democrats. We better go back to the drawing board and decide what it is we stand for, right?
I agree with that. And it's funny that any Democrat today still talks about John F. Kennedy. If you look at what John F. Kennedy stood for, John F. Kennedy today, if you didn't know he was a Democrat, you wouldn't think he was. You'd think he was a moderate Republican because of most of what he stood for, that he just wasn't very much like the Democrats of today. And I think Barack Obama has just become a figurehead for the extreme anti-growth, anti-individual, anti-liberty ideas that the Democrat Party has advanced. So in a sense, it's not Barack Obama's fault, because Barack Obama is simply a figurehead for the extreme position that the Democrat Party represents.
Yeah, and I guess what I'm saying is I'm curious if grassroots Democrats believe that, that they need a fresh slate. That, you know, again, we're talking about North Dakota here. And even to the extent that the Barack Obama viewpoint is going to be a majority of the Democrats nationally, it isn't going to sell here. They ought to realize that very fact right now and say, how are we going to position ourselves differently than this narrative that has been written, for the Democrats nationwide? That's what I think needs to happen. Appreciate the call, though. Good conversation. Bob and Underwood, what's on your mind?
I don't know if this was discussed yesterday or not, but something that kind of irks me a little bit is I've got a son in Minot that going to school up there was turned away from voting, and evidently a number of students were turned away from voting. Apparently, from what I understand, a new voting requirement for students that was not very well publicized on you need additional documentation to vote. They knew nothing about it, went to vote. They said, no, you need more than your student ID and your driver's license, and I couldn't vote. From what I'm hearing, there were hundreds of students statewide that were turned away from this. My point is that I did vote for Al Jaeger, but one of his the things that his opponent brought up was there's not enough information being brought out on how you need to vote from that office. And if that's the, you know, it appears that this is the case. We need to get that information out so we can get our students to vote. That's all I have.
Yeah, I mean, I will say this. There was a whole Easiest Buy campaign. There was a lot of effort in educating folks about the changes. I think there were good common sense changes. We did a show saying, hey, here's students, here's what you need. You need a student ID. You know, provided by a college or a university, you need a driver's license, you need a non-driver's. I mean, students were specifically accommodated there. And again, some of that, I think, falls on us as voters. Okay, there's some changes out here I'm hearing about. What do I need? I had parents of students tell me, okay, we live here, but, you know, the kids go to school there. What do they do? I sent them to vote.nd.gov where all of it was laid out. So some of that ends up on us, too.
But Bob is saying is accurate. He said that they brought student ID and driver's licenses and were turned away. Wait a minute. That should not have been the case.
No, it should not have. Yeah, because, again, if you had acceptable forms of ID were a driver's license, a non-driver's ID card, a tribal government-issued ID card, a student ID certificate, and long-term care. I'm guessing what happened is they were looking to vote at a place that was different than what their address showed on any of those things, and that could be a problem.
Ah, there you go.
Steve, on the on I-29, headed to a deer camp. I see. Trying to make us jealous, Steve. Okay, have at it.
Yes, I am. Just talking about, you know, what the Democrats can do, and I called in yesterday, and my goal is not to pick on George Sinner. He's a senator in North Dakota, and he's a good guy, but it's just the way he thinks. He truly believes that government should solve most problems. I don't agree with that. And case in point, his wonderful, legislation that he put out was this free milk for school kids. Well, it wasn't needed. You know, it's not needed. And here's my thing. I'm not saying that some kids didn't have their 75 cents or whatever they needed, but when does it come down on the parents? So what I want to do is go to the parents of that kid and ask, how many beers did you drink this week? Do you smoke cigarettes? Do you have $1,700 of tattoos up and down each arm?
Hang on, Steve, if you would. We're going to finish this on the other side of the break. I want to know when we come back what you think Democrats should do. I mean, again, George Sinner, I agree with you. It's a good model. And what doesn't work, what would work for them?
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
It's not always a good idea to mention you're envious, but I tell you what, I am envious of Mercedes-Benz drivers. You know why? The vehicle is nothing short of amazing. I've driven them. The safety in these vehicles are incredible. Been driving a GL out in the Bakken, and that is the safest vehicle you can own. It's absolutely incredible. The features are almost too difficult to explain. You just literally got to get behind the wheel. See my friends at Valley Imports. Call them at 888-928-7431 or go to their website at valleyimports.com. Here's what I'll guarantee you you'll get from Mercedes-Benz and Valley Imports. Their best price 24/7, 2 years of free maintenance if you mention my name, 24/7 roadside service. You know what? You don't find the model you're looking for on their website, they'll get it for you and give you the best price. You can't beat a deal like this, folks. Valleyimports.com. They'll take care of you with service after the sale and so much more. ValleyImports.com or call 888-928-7431.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Vibrant Democrat Party? That is the dumbest thing you have ever heard you say.
Hey, Scott. More Democrats running North Dakota. That's got to be about the stupidest thing I've ever heard you say, and I agree with you on almost everything. You know, North Dakota needs more Democrats in our government about as much as the NRA needs Gabby Giffords as this next president. More anti-coal, anti-oil, anti-gun. Open borders, more politically correct laws. I mean, yeah, that sounds exactly like what North Dakota needs. Come on, Scott, I'll be listening tomorrow. Hopefully you got your head on straight. Later.
All right, well, I'm obviously being a little misunderstood here. But first of all, what I'm trying to say is, look, I'm not saying those ideas are good ideas and they've got to just package them better and sell it. I'm saying they need new ideas. Okay, I'm saying they need a recognition of what works, and again, we're talking about North Dakota right now, okay, because North Dakota is working, which is why the Democrats took a drubbing again. They are, again, about the only thing they can claim in the way of a victory in recent memory is Heidi Heitkamp's win, which was more Rick Berg's loss than Heidi Heitkamp's win. Just look at, Rick Berg's own district in Fargo. By the way, George Sinner's own district in Fargo that sent him to the state Senate voted in majority for Kevin Cramer over George Sinner. And why does George Sinner think that is? According to his quote, it was a referendum on the president. The president has let everyone down, including me. I think that's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. So what I'm trying to say is not the Democrats have better ideas and they need to put a pretty bow on them and sell you on them. I'm saying if I were a Democrat in North Dakota, I would be like wanting to grab every Democratic leader, shake them by the lapel and say, look, you know, saying things are bad, saying you want to turn the clock back's not working. And I'm saying if they engage and get in the game and actually bring something to the table, that it's better ultimately for our ideas as conservatives. You know, right now there's no debate. There's only one viewpoint, and then quite honestly, what you end up is with a Republican Party that's a little dysfunctional, right? That you got conservatives over here and Republicans really only Republicans because they want to get elected and they can't have a D behind their name. That isn't exactly good either. So I hope I'm making a little more sense. Steve, is this did you hear me say that I want more Democratic ideas? Turn Steve back up now.
Yeah, here's what drives me crazy. You know, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country, to quote John F. Kennedy, inauguration speech, January 61, or whenever it was, okay? The Democrats are so far away from that. Their new motto is, what can we do to pay people not to work? And they truly have good intentions. That is a train wreck. Keynesian economics does not work. You cannot prime the pump by taking money from my pocket and giving it to somebody else. That's insane.
Exactly.
And it's been proven time and time again, and they won't change. So what are, and then the other thing, I'll get back to George Sinner. I have conversations with the man. He truly believes that Obamacare is a pretty good idea. He really believes that. And,
I know.
Okay. And here's the thing. They have static analysis. They think, oh, we just throw this program out and it's going to work. No, when you put a program in place, the people that run stuff and have money are going to react to it. So how did they react to Obamacare? Everybody gets 29 hours, so you're not full time. I'm never going over 50 employees. And if I've got money to expand, you know what? I'm not going to expand because the stock market's a better option right now. What does that mean? Stagnation, slow growth. They won't admit that. Heidi Heitkamp and George Sinner were running around the day before Election Day talking about Kevin Cramer being on government health care his whole life, but he won't give people health care like Obamacare. Obamacare should be completely overturned, and then you should put real common sense laws in place. They won't do that.
So I agree with you.
How can I take them seriously? I don't.
Well, of course you don't. Of course you don't. And what I'm saying is, obviously, we heard from Democrats that didn't take them seriously. So I'm trying to say, what should they do? Obviously, they need to change their platform and their ideas. I'm not saying that that we need to conform to their ideas. I'm saying exactly the opposite. I'm thinking that they need an intervention from the grassroots. And I'm trying to facilitate that in the name of good governance. Not that their ideas are better by any stretch. One more call on this, and then we'll return to this a little later on the program. We've got some guests waiting to weigh in on a couple of issues. Guy in Bismarck, listening on 550 KFIRE. What's on your mind?
Well, two things. I called in November 3rd in response to a landowner who had said that if Measure 5 passed, he and others would be lots of farmers out. And I had another point on that, the point being that my vote on 5 was no, solely because what another guy said after I called in, which was, I didn't see that as a solution to the problem. But this issue of big money, Ducks Unlimited, Pheasants Forever, buying up land, and this notion that your average Joe is going to be able to hunt on it is absurd. So I was not in favor of Measure 5 either, because it probably would have made it more difficult for your average Joe to hunt.
Sure.
A couple of people tell me, you better call in and clarify. That's fine. Calling in and clarify. The big
good point
is, if landowners continue to make it difficult for average Joes to get on their land without paying, without going through some BS guide service, this type of attempt to get control of private land will come up again. As far as the Democrat issue you're discussing now, I've pondered this for several years. What makes the Democrats think like they do. And a couple of guys have touched on it. First of all, Democrats don't seem to confirm or believe that there is an element of human behavior choice making that results in various folks' lots in life, which is who the Democrats tend to want to rescue. And as far as your idea that they need new ideas, well, presently a lot of your callers are right on the mark today. The far left wing worldwide, not to mention nationwide, and even in this state, is in charge of the Democrat Party now. And until you change that, they're not going to come up with new ideas. They basically have three issues. Number one, environment, including the highly debatable issue of climate change. Number two, abortion. Number three is who should pay for what and take care of whom.
Right, but here's my take on it, Guy, and I got to roll on because we have a guest waiting here, but I appreciate the conversation you've added to the debate. If I were a North Dakota Democrat, I'd say that the agenda items you just rattled off aren't working. We're destroying this party. It's going to be a relic at the Heritage Center. pretty quick. So guess what? We're gonna show everybody else a different way. We're leading the nation in so many other things. Maybe Democrats ought to say, you know what? We're gonna provide an example of a new national platform. They need new ideas. And, you know, if they want to continue to sell the bad ones at the national level, they're going to continue to be drubbed in elections. That's just the bottom line. Appreciate the call. All right, a little more election analysis. A lot of folks have opinions on what happened with Measure 1. We thought we'd ask the person that was behind the campaign, the North Dakota Choose Life leader, Jana Myrtle, joins us again on What's on Your Mind. Hi, Jana. How are you?
I'm doing great, Scott. It's great to be home, actually, and I'm sure everybody's happy not to have any more signs on the streets and no more commercials on TV, right? So.
Yeah, I want to start with some feedback we got from some listeners yesterday that said, you know what, we're a pro-life state, and if black and white the question were on the ballot in the measure of, you know, are you for abortion, are you against abortion, are you for additional regulations or not, that it would win. The sentiment being that it was too murky. It was too, it didn't just say what we want to be, because if it had, it would have been overwhelmingly in favor. What do you make of
that? Well, one of the reasons for that gets a little legally, Scott. The reason it might have occurred vague and ambiguous or whatever to people was that in order for it not to be self-executing and be a constitutional amendment to sort of undergird the right to life that's already in the North Dakota Constitution, we had to do it that way. We had to do it so there was no actor, if you will. And also, if you look at how the abortion industry constantly, every time we pass anything, any common sense restrictions on abortion, they sue us, right? And so in order to word it so that really there was no lawsuit coming, because there's really nothing to sue for if it's passed. But, you know, Scott, we're disappointed with Tuesday night. There's no doubt about that. We took one in the gut, and I think a lot of the measures did, and I understand that. We had a great team. But I have to say this, and I said this on a liberal show yesterday, too. We are not deterred or dissuaded from the cause of life, and we won a great victory. We actually made the abortion industry and their front in North Dakota Against Measure 1 with Dina Butcher and the abortion industry here, we made them not talk about abortion at all. I mean, they ran into nursing homes and talked about end-of-life. They ran into IVF clinics and talked about IVF, which have been all debunked. So we know that. And they ran a very dishonest campaign. Well, actually, Scott, at the end of the day, when we had that great North Dakota Supreme Court decision that reversed the lower court ruling last week, so our laws are protected, our opponents were actually forced to use our talking points and saying we have protections under law that protect these laws that restrict abortion. So if it wasn't so serious, it'd almost be laughable. So we won the debate, I think, in the public eye, and there's no doubt that arguing abortion and abortion rights in North Dakota, Planned Parenthood and their people in North Dakota knew that was indefensible and they couldn't do it. So looking back, there was never a debate, there was never an open debate, and hey, I'm going to throw another one at you, Scott, people are going to get mad. I think we need more alternative media, because the mainstream media, and particularly Informed Communications, I would say was de facto advertisement agency for the opposition, and I think that's pretty disgusting. So,
point, because you are right that what is pretty obvious here is they've sort of conceded that North Dakota is a pro-life state.
Yeah.
And that there's the pro-life legislation, because they didn't argue what we know they believe. Certainly Planned Parenthood believes in abortion and abortion without any restrictions, and poured in a lot of money because they were worried about what this would mean for the rest of the nation, and wanted the ambiguity in the law and the ability of judges to change the regulation. But I think that's a very fair point, that the proponents, the supporters of abortion, didn't dare talk about abortion. They had to muddy the waters and talk about other things. And, you know, I think that's fair. Yeah,
I think it is fair. And at the end of the day, I understand and we want input. We're taking a look at it. I mean, we're taking a few days off here. But as a committee, of course, we're together for another couple of weeks to wrap this up. But we will continue, the same people, to take leadership on the life issue in North Dakota. And having, just to relate to your discussion earlier about the Democrats, I'm a conservative. I don't call myself Republican. I'm a conservative. But it is interesting that on the Democrats in North Dakota and the liberal part, even nationwide, they keep saying, oh, the abortion thing is settled. You know, we're done with that. This, and even the Informed Communication, I think, Wednesday morning said this discussion is over. Well, isn't it then kind of interesting, Scott, that the only people they targeted in North Dakota were people like Margaret City and Betty Grandy because of their pro-life position? So obviously the other...
Let's talk about that. Hang on. Hold that thought. More coming up with Jana Myrtle of North Dakotans for Choosing Life. Don't go away.
Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
This is the time of the year to enjoy the spirit of the season with family and friends. As you prepare to gather around the dinner table, the North Dakota Soybean Council encourages you to incorporate soy foods into your favorite holiday recipes. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fat, and little to no cholesterol, making them a healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are also easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy-based soups and salads to hearty dinner choices, there is a soy food option that will help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle throughout the holiday season and beyond. For free soy recipes, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hey, friends, it's Scott Hennepin from the What's on Your Mind program. And, you know, I'm all across the state of North Dakota traveling for What's on Your Mind. And whenever I head out, I fill up at PetroServe USA. Those are the folks that connect North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. I love the 4-for-4 special every day, all day, your choice. Two cookies, start with that. A hot stuff personal pan pizza and a 20-ounce drink or a coffee. Four items, $4 at PetroServe USA locations is a great deal. They also have the Deli Express sandwiches. Great deal on those now. $2.99 to $3.59 Deli Express. Double XL charbroil with cheese, the Deli Express Double XL chicken with cheese, or the Deli Express barbecue rib. They're fantastic. Gardettos are $1.29 all month long. Swisher Sweets Gold Sticks are $1 off each pouch. The Barrel of Fun Chips, the 10-ounce bag, $1.99. And the Old Trapper Beef Jerky, 3 1/4-ounce packages, just $2.99. At a PetroServe USA location near you, helping America fuel better. Head to PetroServe USA and tell them Scott sent you.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We're brought to you in part today by our friends at High Plains Apache. High Plains Apache is your Apache sprayer dealer. But you know what? Sprayer expertise is really their brand. They're experts on anything and everything to do with sprayers. So here's what I'd encourage you to do. Stop by and see them. Check out their website, highplainsapache.com. And whatever you need, new sprayer, used sprayer, maybe a part for an Apache sprayer, or by the way, they have that ET Ag Center now that has 50,000 of the most popular name brand items in the application industry at the ready tip, at the ready for you. And if they don't have it in one of the 50,000 in stock,
They'll have it drop shipped to your door in a day. They are there for you at High Plains Apache. Online at highplainsapache.com across Bonanza, just across Maine in Mandan, and also just south of Fargo at Frontier. High Plains Apache, tell them Scott and Todd sent you. 10 before the hour, back to your calls here in a moment on the topics of the day. We're discussing Measure 1 and what happened. And before the break, Yana Murdahl, who's with us with North Dakota Choose Life, the group that was behind Measure Number 1, we got interrupted by the break, but you were tying this to the races regarding Margaret City and Betty Grandy. Yana, go ahead and pick up where you left off.
Absolutely. I mean, those are two very, very educated and brilliant lawmakers that fell, you know, in the election. And, you know, they know it's competitive, but it's interesting that I think if you look at the money that was used against them and the war against those two women, if you will, Scott, it was solidly based on their pro-life position. And so having said that, again, if you step back and look at it, you're talking about the Democrats in North Dakota not winning anything. Well, North Dakota is overwhelmingly a pro-life state. I mean, our laws, we're the leader in the nation on restrictions and regulations on abortion, on common sense laws, and we know that those are still protected, thank God, because of the Supreme Court decision for now. But having said that, I think they're out of touch with North Dakotans when they attack people like this on one issue only. And yet, on the other side of their mouth, nationally, they're even saying, oh, you know, the life issue is settled. Well, that's interesting because every one of the senators, by the way, and you know this, Scott, that won national elections to take over the U.S. Senate for the Republicans, every one of them are outspoken pro-life. The only one that didn't win was Brown in New Hampshire, who's outspoken pro-abortion. So we're turning the tide, and so as a committee, you know, we're grateful for our supporters, grateful for this battle, and the grassroots in North Dakota for life is stronger than ever. And, yeah, we took one in the gut, and it's not fun to lose. But I think like we saw in North Dakota, just about all the measures went down in flames. So I think North Dakotans are giving us a message about measures as a whole, not just necessarily no on the life issue. I think we're very strong on that issue.
And one thing I think folks need to understand is nothing changes, right? Nothing changes in the legislation. Nothing changes. Really, all this was for lack of a better term, another insurance policy against decisions like Wick Corwin, where he added abortion rights that were not in any legislation, were not in the Constitution, and tried to use wording in the Constitution to support it. It would prevent against. I like to say during this whole debate that really, if you want to boil down Measure Number 1. Do you want a legislature to debate an issue, pass an issue, a governor to sign it, to put it in a law, and then have it being undone by one judge? If you do, then you know, then you'd be right to vote no on Measure 1. If you think that's a bad way to run a railroad, then Measure 1 was a very good premise, regardless of where you're at on the pro-life issue.
Yeah, I agree with you, and I'm not on talking points anymore, now I'm kind of free, but it's about legislative integrity and states' rights, Scott. I mean, what would be next, you know, and yes, we are okay right now, barely. We dodged a bullet with the Supreme Court decision. But we are going to continue this conversation, and we're going to look forward to the day when the abortion industry leaves our state completely because they're not wanted here. I think that's the overwhelming feeling of North Dakotans. And yet we got to be vigilant and protect legislative integrity so they don't find another judge and try to do it again. And they will. You know, they'll bring their millions of dollars in and if anything, personally, Scott, this has just steeled my spine even more to work, not just in North Dakota, but nationally to defend Planned Parenthood. They get about $1 million a day of our taxpayer money, and it's just wrong, plain wrong, and it was used against North Dakotans with deceit and lies on these TV ads and stuff, and we need to see a stop to it. So if anything else, yes, I'm going to rest. I'm going to take some time, go to some ball games and finish harvest up here, but we are steeled to continue this fight for North Dakota and our nation as far as, you know, the number one human rights there is, and that's life.
Sharon in Emmons County, question for Yana Murdahl. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hi, go ahead.
Yeah. It wasn't really a question that I had. I think a lot of the reasons why Measure 1 may have failed is because they were bringing up the fact of end-of-life decisions and termination of living wills and stuff like that. And I think that scared a lot of people because the other side, who was for Measure 1, was not answering those properly. They weren't coming out and saying, this will not, you know, delete your living will. This will not do that. And I think if that message had gotten out better, that it would have passed.
You know what? I have to agree on you with that. That is absolutely what defeated it. We know that. But having said that, I have to disagree that we didn't get the message out. I did say earlier, absolutely. I mean, the mainstream media shockingly shut us down. I mean, solidly shut us down all the way. We didn't have the same amount of money, but we did have all the experts and over 150 doctors, several hospitals. Let me reiterate, no hospital, no experts, no legal, true legal counsel came and actually substantiated those claims from the other side. We did have that, and we had the white papers, and we had the experts, and also we had the legal background. And we pushed it out as hard as we could.
In the free media, that was the case. But obviously, they had a lot more money on the on the paid side to go out and spread that message. And I agree with the caller. Hey, Yana, thanks for the time today. Appreciate it very much. Stay in touch. Back with more of your calls. Betty and Woodward, Dan and Turtle Lake, Bob and Valley City on What's on Your Mind.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at Guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At Guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at Guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to Guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns, the number 880.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.